All right, everybody, we have some wild breaking news to run down after US Central Command just made an announcement that last night at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time, right as Trump was arriving to the Knicks game, a rescue mission took place for two US service members who were shot down in a helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the helicopter thankfully landed on the Oman side of the Strait rather than the Iranian side. If you picture the Strait of Hormuz, there's Iran on one side and there's Oman on the other side. Oman actually allowed us to have a rescue mission because they are our allies. Iran, on the other hand, it would have been a whole other debacle, just like when those pilots got shot down roughly 2 months ago. I have a lot of thoughts about this. I have a lot of thoughts about the timing of this because, again, as this was happening, Donald Trump was pulling up to the Knicks game in New York City, where he had to shut down a bunch of the roads, shut down a bunch of the businesses, a bunch of the nearby watch parties for his own selfish, you know, grandiose appearance in his mind. Well, he got relentlessly booed. The Knicks lost, and now everybody's mad at him. But this adds an entirely new layer, knowing that while he was at this game last night, we were having a military catastrophe taking place in Iran. Tonight, I will be on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about this, I'm sure. We're going to be talking about some of the other breaking news issues. So check me out on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, let's walk through the sequence of events, starting off with Donald Trump just totally in denial with reality. Before we even dig into this helicopter getting shot down, I want to show you the denial of reality that is taking place on behalf of Donald Trump. This is him legitimately falling asleep at the Knicks game. Like, dog, as this was happening, the helicopter rescue operation was either underway or just wrapping up around this specific time period. Our president is so out of it and so out of touch with reality that he didn't even understand he was being booed at the game last night. Watch him get asked what he thinks the response was when they showed him on camera. So out of touch with reality. Listen.
I know.
What did you think of the reception you got from the Knicks fans tonight?
I thought it great. I mean, I thought it was amazing, actually. Even when they had the camera on me, I thought it was very good, yeah. It was certainly amazing. I think mostly cheers. It was loud and it was very enthusiastic.
Mr. President, ESPN commentator Steve.
That's not at all what happened. There were no loud, enthusiastic chants. If this guy is so out of touch on reality, on such a basic, fundamental thing, like whether or not he was being booed or cheered, then how am I ever supposed to trust him on a war that is ongoing and failing? Watch this clip where he gets asked about Stephen A. Smith, and he, again, says something very out of touch with reality. Listen.
Running for president, said he would blame you if the Knicks lost the game. How do you respond to that?
I think he's a nice guy, but you need a certain aptitude to run for president. You need a high IQ. I'm not sure that Stephen has that. I don't think he does, actually.
He's saying the most ironic things possible. He might as well next say, yeah, you can't be orange if you run for president. You can't be 80 years old or 79 years old if you run for president. Dog, you don't have a high IQ. You're not somebody who has the aptitude to be the president of the United States, and I will prove that throughout this video by showing you Donald Trump's responses to this Iran debacle. Last night in New York City, when he was asked about Iran, he claimed that we were 2 or 3 days away from a deal. Just to clarify, this is him on the tarmac right after the Knicks game last night taking questions. And as always, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, if you appreciate the clarity that we're bringing about this new shooting down of a helicopter, then make sure you subscribe below. Let's check out this clip of Donald Trump talking about the Iran war, totally out of touch with the timelines.
2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 weeks?
2 or 3 days.
You'll be signing a peace agreement?
No, we have a good chance of doing it. We should be able to do it in 1 hour, if you want to know the truth.
What's the biggest sticking point right now?
I don't think there are any sticking points. I think we're very close to having a very, very good, strong, powerful deal. If we go and bomb, which we can do very easily if we want, and we spend another 2 or 3 weeks bombing, they'll have nothing left whatsoever. But you won't have the strait open for months. If we do the bombing, you know, a lot of people are going to be killed. Who wants to do that? I don't. And we'll have a signed document that's actually stronger than doing the bombing. What has proven to be a very powerful thing is the blockade. The blockades turned out to be much stronger than bombing. And it was really a combination. It was our initial thrust and then the blockade. But, you know, their economy is really suffering and they're going to make a deal.
You know what's interesting? In this clip, Trump is very clearly lying about them about to make a deal. He's very clearly lying about being 2 or 3 days away from a deal. But he actually does have a moment of, like, truthness here. He kind of lays out the quagmire that he's in. He says, if we continue to bomb them, then there's a risk of things escalating. He's basically saying if we bomb them, things could escalate and the Strait of Hormuz will continue to remain closed. If we don't bomb them, it remains closed. He's talking about the quagmire that Iran has put us in by using asymmetric warfare. We are right now in a situation where the CSIS reports we have used up 1/3 to 1/2 of our munition stockpiles, our missile stockpiles, and we are beginning to run low. So we don't have many more chances to strike them or bomb them. Not that we should at all, but Trump knows that we're running out of opportunities. If he does a final salvo, a final strike on Iran, he's likely going to commit so many war crimes and try to cripple the Iranian regime that it'll just be despicable. Everybody will turn against him. So that's one thing. If he does do it, Iran will immediately begin to launch missiles and drones in the region to destroy any energy infrastructure that we rely on. I'm talking about $9, $10, $11, $12 gas prices, and Iran knows that. So Trump can't launch this final salvo. He then begins to say, if we don't do anything, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for a few more months, which right there he's conceding that the Strait of Hormuz is the ultimate leverage that Iran has. The reality is, Donald Trump is in way over his head. Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu got into this war with a completely false idea of how long it would take and what Iran's actual strength is. The insane part is, Bibi Netanyahu has spent his entire political career basing it off of the issue of Iran. They used to call him Mr. Iran. I swear, you can look it up. Bibi Netanyahu used to be Mr. Iran because people thought his entire political project was going to be ending the country of Iran, or at least ending the Iranian regime. He convinced or tried to convince president after president after president to go to war with Iran with him. Nobody would bite until Trump came along. Benjamin Netanyahu did that by convincing Donald Trump that this was going to be just like Venezuela. If you chop off the head, the rest of the body falls in line. If you watch my channel a lot, you're probably sick of me repeating a lot of the same things, but what you have to understand is that Donald Trump walks out in front of the cameras every single day and repeats the same lies over and over. And it's not just Trump. It's Marco Rubio. It's Stephen Miller. It's J.D. Vance. It's these people on TV, on Fox News. The only way to break that narrative is for me to continue to say the truth. So sorry about the repetition, but it's true. Donald Trump thought that this would be like Venezuela. Just if you take out the bad guy, everything gets better. We know that's not how it works. We killed Saddam Hussein a few decades ago. We killed Saddam Hussein. What did that turn into? It turned into a $1 trillion catastrophe. We fought the Taliban. We took some short-term successes there. That turned into a long-term catastrophe. So you can't just bomb and bomb without getting any political concessions. That is where we are leading. We have gotten zero political concessions from Iran. In fact, any sort of ceasefire is rapidly breaking. Any sort of hope with the Israeli people and the American people that their leaders know what's happening is rapidly breaking. As an American, I don't have faith in Donald Trump. I'm sitting in New York City. Right after New York City took a loss at the Knicks game last night because Trump's bad juju. I've been walking through New York today. You know, I've been going to meetings and doing a lot of other stuff, grabbing lunch. And I've just been talking to people. People sometimes recognize me and I ask them, how are you feeling about the Knicks game last night? Everybody, number one, wants to win in New York. They want the Knicks to win. But they're also like, dude, did Trump really have to do this? This was so incredibly selfish for him to shut everything down. So this brings me to the timing of this Apache helicopter getting shot down. CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command, said the pilots shot down were rescued at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time last night, within 2 hours after they got shot down. Trump boarded the helicopter from Bedminster to go to the Knicks game at 6:57 p.m. Eastern Time. So he was on his way to the game after they were shot down, before they were rescued. Let me just say this one more time. While the rescue operation was ongoing, while our troops had been shot down, Trump decided to get on the helicopter and head to the Knicks game. If we go to the actual reporting from U.S. Central Command, it reads, At 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time on June 8th, two crew members from a U.S. Army AH-64 Apache were rescued by American forces after their helicopter went down near the coast of Oman while patrolling regional waters. The soldiers were safely rescued within approximately 2 hours and are in stable condition. The cause of the incident is under investigation. The most likely reasoning right now is a drone from Iran shot it down. We also see Margot Martin saying, POTUS departs Bedminster, New Jersey, en route to Madison Square Garden. This was posted at 6:57 p.m. In fact, we can almost assume that there was like a 5-minute gap between this person filming this video and posting it, unless they literally just record and clicked post right away, which doesn't usually really happen. Usually you watch it over. So Donald Trump's heading on the helicopter at about 6:50 p.m. as the rescue mission is going on. As the rescue mission is going on, he's heading to New York for the Knicks game so the Knicks can lose due to him, and he can get drastically booed and then deny the idea that he ever got incredibly viciously booed. Then Donald Trump makes a post. He says, quote, I have just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. Wait, what? What does he mean he was just informed? Was he informed 12 hours late? Let me read this again. Donald Trump posted at 12:38 p.m. today. I have just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. There were two pilots involved, both safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, the United States must, of necessity, respond to this attack. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, the United States having a necessity to respond to this attack is actually one of the less peculiar things about this. It's sort of like a code of military that if we get attacked or if we get struck down or our planes get shot down, the United States has to have a proportionate response. I'm not saying I want that. I do not like war. I do not like this failing war, but the necessity of a response is likely coming from the generals who are saying we need to continue to show Iran our strength. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump, if he had it his way, would like this war to immediately tone down and he would walk off with a humiliating defeat. He doesn't care. He just wants this to end before the midterms. On the other hand, Benjamin Netanyahu has every incentive to keep this war going because his popularity is rapidly spiraling and because this war is failing and he wants to try to turn this around. We even have the foreign minister of Iran responding to this and saying, quote, foreign forces in proximity to our territory are at constant risk on account of their own human errors, plane accidents, or potentially being caught in the crossfire. To reduce risk, best solution is for them to leave. We prefer language of diplomacy, but speak other languages too. You can read in between the lines. He's basically making a threat. He's saying, if you want to reduce risk, if you don't want to get shot down, if you don't want to get harmed, get the hell out of our region. We would prefer the language of diplomacy, but hey, we also speak other languages. I guess I just want to end this by saying, it's kind of mind-boggling how weak of a position the United States is in right now. The United States has a stronger military than Iran. I'm not somebody who's like super pro-military, but the United States spends almost $1 trillion a year funding our military, so it's better than every other country. I'm pretty sure we spend more on our military than like the next 7 countries combined. It's an absurd amount. So the fact that we are 101 days or 102 days now into this war, because the United States can't find an off-ramp or can't get any actual concessions from Iran, should be humiliating. This should be incredibly humiliating for every American that actually cares about us on the global stage. And I guess this is a really good place to end it. From GOPLs, Trump has carried out over 658 strikes across the globe since taking office in 2025. This has already exceeded the amount Biden did in 4 years. This guy was supposed to be the no new wars president, yet he has dragged us into another endless war that will turn into a grinding counterinsurgency where the IRGC is closing the Strait of Hormuz and we don't know what to do, and it's likely going to cost us, I don't know, $1 trillion more dollars. The estimates already are that it's cost us $100 billion. That's the conservative estimate, so if I had to guess, this war has probably cost us about $130 billion just raw, before we even factor in gas prices and whatnot. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocker feed below if you appreciate this all. I love you all, and catch me on CNN tonight. Don't forget it, mark your calendars. Peace out.